All right, folks, welcome back to the Frustration Furnace. I'm your host, Leo Weston, here to help you turn that anger into action, one sizzling hot tip at a time. You know how it is, life throws curveballs. Deadlines loom, traffic snarls, and sometimes that online shopping order just seems to vanish into thin air. We all get frustrated, but here's the thing, frustration doesn't have to be your enemy. It can actually be a fuel source, a catalyst for positive change if we handle it right. Today, we're diving deep into the power of managing expectations and letting go of that pesky frustration that can suck the life out of us. Ever feel like you're constantly setting yourself up for disappointment? Maybe you expect perfection from yourself or others, or maybe you're caught in a cycle of shoulds. You know, those nagging little voices telling you what you ought to be doing, instead of what you actually want to do. We get it. It happens to the best of us. But here's the secret. Adjusting our expectations can be a game changer. Think about it like this. Life is less like a perfectly curated Instagram feed and more like, well, real life. There will be bumps in the road, unexpected detours, and even the occasional flat tire, metaphorically speaking, of course. The key is to embrace that reality and set expectations that are more realistic and flexible. Let's talk about some actionable steps you can take right now. First up, practice mindful awareness. Become more aware of your thoughts and feelings throughout the day. Notice those moments when frustration creeps in. What triggers it? What are your typical reactions? This awareness is the first step to breaking free from those automatic negative thought patterns. Next, challenge those unrealistic expectations. Are you putting too much pressure on yourself or others? Maybe you're holding yourself to an impossible standard of perfection. Remember, it's okay to make mistakes, and it's okay to not be perfect. In fact, striving for imperfection can often lead to greater creativity and innovation. Step 3. Focus on what you can control. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control our reactions and how we choose to move forward. Instead of dwelling on things beyond your control, channel your energy into what you can influence, your actions, your attitude, your choices. Speaking of choices, remember this. Sometimes the best way to let go of frustration is to simply change your perspective. Instead of viewing a situation as a setback, see it as an opportunity for growth and learning. Can you find a silver lining? Is there something positive that can come out of this experience? And finally, don't underestimate the power of self-care. Taking care of your physical and mental well-being is essential for managing frustration. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, exercising regularly, and engaging in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. All right, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You've been slaving away on a project for weeks, pouring your heart and soul into it. You finally hit the send button, feeling a wave of accomplishment wash over you. But then, crickets, no response. Days turn into weeks, and still, silence. Frustration starts to build. What went wrong? Did they even read it? Are you not good enough? Sound familiar? We've all been there. Instead of letting that frustration spiral out of control, take a step back. Analyze the situation objectively. Did you follow up? Is there another way to reach them? Maybe your message got lost in the shuffle. Sometimes things happen outside our control. This is where those key takeaways come into play. Remind yourself that you put your best foot forward. You can't control their response, but you can control how you handle it. Focus on what you can do. Refine your message, explore alternative channels of communication, and keep moving forward with other projects. Remember, one missed opportunity doesn't define your worth. It's just a bump in the road. So there you have it, folks. Managing expectations and letting go of frustration isn't about becoming a Pollyanna or pretending everything is perfect. It's about cultivating a more realistic and resilient mindset that allows us to navigate life's inevitable challenges with grace and power. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Share your experiences, thoughts, and insights in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and empower each other to turn frustration into fuel for positive change. Until next time, stay fired up and keep those expectations in check.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.